It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, the Ministry of Torso, and having a little difficulty with the technology today, and I'm not even sure how to correct it. We'll just move forward. At this time, we'll just have my wife give us our opening prayer at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day of creation. We thank you for your loving protection throughout the night. And now we thank you for giving us an opportunity to do this morning's broadcast where we can worship you. As we go into the open word, we pray that you will help us, Lord, to understand your word and to be able to allow your spirit to teach us all truth. For everything is prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. So what I'm having a problem with is my mouse. And therefore, it's not allowing me to do anything different. So what I'm going to do is okay, praise God. All right, praise the Lord. I think we're good. All right, don't know what that was all about, but we praise God for blessing to get it ready. All right, opening song is It's About Time for the Coming Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Yeah.
Amen. Our thought today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, and the Bible is telling us about being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, as we study the word this morning, we pray for thy spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Something there. Okay, that's better. All right, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. From Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, we read on page 29, Jesus does not present to his followers the hope of attaining earthly glory and riches and of having a life free from trial. But he presents to them the privilege of walking with their master in the paths of self-denial and reproach, because the world knows them not. He who came to redeem the lost world was opposed by the united forces of the adversaries of God and man. In an unpitying confederacy, evil men and evil angels arrayed themselves against the Prince of Peace. Though his every word and act breathed of divine compassion, his unlikeness to the world provoked the bitterest hostility. Because he would give no license for the exercise of the evil passions of our nature, he aroused the fiercest opposition and enmity. I'm just going to check something here real quickly. Okay, we're good. So it is with all who will live godly in Christ Jesus. Between righteousness and sin, love and hatred, truth and falsehood, there is an irrepressible conflict. You see, brothers and sisters, we need to recognize that good and evil just can't coexist in peace. And so when you are good, you will have the enemy against you. And I'm going to tell you why, just to cut to the chase. Everybody who is saved, the devil will have to burn for your sin. So he is invested with the determination to make sure that everybody's lost so that he can not have to burn. Of course, some will be saved, and they will; those who are lost will burn for their own sin. Okay? So Satan has a plan, and he has a selfish motive as to why he wants you to be lost, my friend. And so anything that's leading a person toward heaven, the devil is going to try to come in and put a roadblock. So when you try to live for Christ, eat for Christ, dress for Christ, associate with people for Christ, you're going to have people. Persecution isn't always something that comes against you physically. It could be peer pressure. It could be people saying, oh, this no good, what is it called? Goody two shoes or something of that nature, calling you names, you know, different things, problems on the job just because the boss favors you because you do a good job. And you'll have people, just like Daniel did, who were jealous of the favor that God had given. Goes all the way back to Cain and Abel. Cain was the first murderer, and Abel was the first martyr. When one presents the love of Christ and the beauty of holiness, he is drawing away the subjects of Satan's kingdom, and the prince of evil is aroused to resist it. Persecution and reproach await all who are imbued with the Spirit of Christ. The character of the persecution changes with the times, but the principle, the spirit that underlies it, is the same that has slain the chosen of the Lord ever since the days of Abel. As men seek to come into harmony with God, they will find that the offense of the cross has not ceased. Principalities and powers and wicked spirits in high places are arrayed against all who yield obedience to the law of heaven. Therefore, so far from causing grief, persecution should bring joy to the disciples of Christ, for it is an evidence that they are following in the steps of their master. Now, we've got to get to that point where when persecution comes, we rejoice. Can we say amen? While the Lord has not promised his people exemption from trials, he has promised that which is far better. He has said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Deuteronomy 33:25, 2 Corinthians 12:9. If you are called to go through the fiery furnace for his sake, Jesus will be by your side, even as he was with the faithful three in Babylon. Those who love their Redeemer, listen carefully to this, is one of my favorites. Those who love their Redeemer will rejoice at every opportunity of sharing with him in humiliation. You ever been humiliated? Rejoice. They rejoice with him in sharing humiliation and reproach. The love they bear their Lord makes suffering for his sake sweet. In all ages, Satan has persecuted the people of God. He has tortured them and put them to death. But in dying, they became conquerors. They revealed in their steadfast faith a mightier one than Satan. Satan could torture and kill the body, but he could not touch the life that was hid with Christ in God. He could incarcerate in prison walls, but he could not bind the spirit. They could look beyond the gloom to the glory, saying, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Romans 8:18 and 2 Corinthians 4:17. Through trials and persecutions, the glory, character, of God is revealed in his chosen ones. See, glory means character. The church of God, hated and persecuted by the world, are educated and disciplined in the school of Christ. So I'm going to stop, brothers and sisters. See, we are so afraid of the world looking down on us. So when a pandemic comes, we won't stand for the health message because we don't want the world to think that we're crazy. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that that's a shame, because the reality is, and this is fact. Go back. If you recorded those earlier, I wrote it in my biblical booster book. Contact me if you want a copy. But we were told, this is just a fact, that if you're healthy, this is just a fact, you would not most likely die, get very sick, or be hospitalized. That's what we were told. If you're healthy. And then when something else came out, they said, if you take that, you won't die, most likely. You won't get sick, most likely, or very sick, most likely, and you most likely won't be hospitalized. So, brothers and sisters, what they were telling us in plain sight is that if you do that, you can masquerade as a healthy person. So why not be healthy with the live free lifestyle? Live free stands for love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy. That's a plant-based diet from the Bible. Fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. That's live free. Friends, if we would follow the live free lifestyle, we would always fare much better. So I just want to bring out the fact that even as a people of God, we have forgotten this wonderful promise that we're going to be persecuted if we're faithful. So sometimes we forget that, and to avoid the persecution, we become like the world and we lose our witness. That's not a good thing. Reading on. The church of God, hated and persecuted by the world, are educated and disciplined in the school of Christ. They walk in the narrow paths of earth. They are purified in the furnace of affliction. They follow Christ through sore afflictions. They endure self-denial and experience bitter disappointments. But their painful experience teaches them the guilt and woe of sin, and they look upon it with abhorrence. Being partakers of Christ's sufferings, they are destined to be partakers of his glory. In holy vision, the prophet saw the triumph of the people of God. He said, I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire in them that had gotten the victory. Stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. That was Revelation 15, verses 2 and 3, and Revelation 7, verses 14 and 15. So, brothers and sisters, blessed are ye, which are blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, let me say this. Some people are persecuted, but it's not for righteousness' sake. You can be persecuted. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I bestow all my goods, then it says, It talks about having all faith, but I'm going to go to it because I'm forgetting it. It's a good chapter to memorize, friends. 1 Corinthians 13, but I just want to bring out this point that some people are persecuted, but it's not for righteousness' sake. All right. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. This is the one I forgot. And though I have the gift of prophecy, excuse me, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And this is the operative point here, the main point. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. There are people who have the courage to be a martyr, and they're a martyr for Satan. They're a martyr for a wrong cause. They will give their life for whoever God they serve or whatever, or for their gang loyalty. And they'll stand firm, won't flinch, won't rat on anybody because they got to be tough and they'd be willing to be executed. Some people have the courage to die, but that's not being persecuted for righteousness' sake. And some people are fanatical, even in Christianity, brothers and sisters, and they take views that are not biblical, and then when people come against them, they think they're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. No, you're not persecuted for righteousness' sake unless you're doing what is right, my friend. So let's just be careful and be wise and be balanced in this matter, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this wonderful message you've given to us. We pray for thy spirit to abide with us, dwell with us, stay with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, we're going to go to our Ministry of Healing song, and I'll step out of the camera for a moment and blow my nose so I don't have to keep sneezing. And we will be back in a few minutes.
But as I read the scriptures and I study the gospel, I hear his ministry of healing. None who came could ever leave him feeling worthless. He laid his hands upon the afflicted and he healed them. Many times the Savior's voice was the first sound that they heard. Christ's name, the first word they've ever spoken. He came to live his life for the name.
Amen. We'll now hear from Sister Donna on the subject, the Bible, our counselor for our health talk. Sister Donna.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Maria and everyone on the line. The Bible, your counselor. And it reads, pray to God, commune with him, prove the very mind of God as those who are striving for eternal life, and who must have a knowledge of his will. You can reveal the truth only as you know it in Christ. You are to receive and assimilate his words. They are to become part of yourselves and therefore your words. This is what is meant by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. You are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That is what God has revealed. Not all has been revealed. We could not bear such a revelation. But God has revealed all that is necessary for our salvation. And we are not to leave his word for the suppositions of men. Obtain an experimental knowledge of God by wearing the yoke of Christ. He who gives wisdom to the meek and the lowly, enabling them to judge of what is true, bringing to light the why and wherefore, pointing out the result of certain actions. The Holy Spirit teaches the student of the Scriptures to judge all things by the standard of righteousness and truth and justice. The divine revelation supplies him with the knowledge that he needs. And the needed knowledge will be given to all who come to Christ, receiving and practicing his teaching, making his word a part of their life. Those who place themselves under the instruction of the great medical missionary to be workers together with him will have a knowledge that the world, with all its traditionary lore, cannot supply. Make the Bible the man of your counsel. Your acquaintance with it will grow rapidly if you keep your mind free from the rubbish of the world. The more the Bible is studied, the deeper will be your knowledge of God. The truths of his word will be written in your soul, making an ineffable impression. Not only will the student himself be benefited by a study of the word of God, his study is life and salvation to all with whom he associates. He will feel a sacred responsibility to impart the knowledge that he received. His life will reveal the help and strength that he received from communion with the Word. The sanctification of the Spirit will be seen in thought, words, and deeds. All that he says and does will proclaim that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Of such ones, the Lord Jesus can indeed say, "Ye are laborers together with God." So, my brothers and sisters, in closing this, let me say that whenever the enemy pushes you to a point or tempts you to a point where you say, "Jesus, you're all I have," just remember that Jesus is all you need. This reading comes out of Counsels on Health, pages 371 and 372. Thank you.
Thank you, sis. Praise the Lord. All right, friends. Phone lines are open. We've got a half an hour or so for the top of the hour. Plenty of time. If there's anyone that wants to share anything, press star 6. On Facebook, we'll start our roll call. We've got Brian from the country of Kenya in Africa saying good morning. We've got Brother Peyton saying good morning to us from North Carolina. We've got Sister Vicky out of Georgia saying good morning to us. We've got Kim from Kansas. Praise God. Childhood, also, I guess you'd say childhood friend as well. Went to academy with her. Praise God. That's high school for those of you who may not know. And we've got another childhood friend, Salita from Virginia, saying good morning as well. All right, my brothers and sisters, on the call, we have Ohio. We have Ohio again. We have Ohio again. We have Pennsylvania. We have Delaware. But actually someone that is not normally on from Delaware. Thank you for joining us. And then we have New Jersey. We have Oklahoma. We have Iowa. We have Oklahoma again. We have South Carolina. We have Michigan. And we have Georgia. And we have Bermuda. And that doesn't count those who might be on a three-way call and inviting others that way. You know, that's a good idea. Maybe some of you all can invite people by saying, "Listen, let me call you at 5:55 in the morning, and let's get on this broadcast together." That might be a good thing. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, phone lines are open. Press star 6. Love to hear from you, whoever would like to. Oh, I want to make an announcement. So the 15th is the day. I heard from the court. He's actually a lawyer. He will be the judge's law clerk, that the sentencing of both of our ministry friends is on the 15th. So let's definitely be praying about that date, that the Lord would move on the heart of the judge. We're still working and doing all we can, but you know, we do our best. God does the rest. And that's important. So just be praying about that, both on the 15th, one's in the morning and one's in the afternoon. All right. Anyone have anything that you want to share? Press star 6.
Pastor, I do.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Donna.
I would like to request prayer for...
Can you speak up a little bit, or it's just a little soft or muffled? I don't know if there's anything can be done.
Is this better?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to request prayer for a friend of mine that's working on a job that is really becoming quite trying for her, and but she needs to work it, and so I wanted to request prayer for this person as she goes through that. God will give her peace, and that she will realize that that job is just a vehicle through which God takes care of her. He is truly her Jehovah Jireh, her provider.
Amen. 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 Definitely. Definitely pray for your friend. Well, unless there's someone that wants to share anything, I guess we'll get out a little earlier today. I'll give you all a moment to see if there is anyone. And if not, that's fine. It's okay. Then you get the chance to spend more time with God and minister to people and do whatever the Lord impresses you to do. All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Andreda, to take us to the throne of grace at this time. Okay, we do have Sister Odessa. Let's just take hers first. And we've got also someone from Ohio. Let's go ahead and take a couple callers. Good morning, Sister Odessa.
Good morning, Pastor, and all of those that are on the line. I just had to take a day off today. I'm just kind of tired, but I ask that you pray for me and also pray for she has been missing for 2 months. They had her picture on the news. The only thing they said that she dropped her 2 kids off at a mom and she haven't been seen since. So, you know, we all have been praying and concerned about her. Her name is Jasmine, and we're just still looking for her. So I ask that everyone just keep her in prayer and the family in prayer. So it's kind of sad because, you know, she's a really good co-worker and she's just missing. We just ask the Lord, wherever she's at, to, you know, protect her, keep her safe. But nobody has heard from her. So.
Thank you for sharing that, Sister Odessa. We will definitely keep her in prayer.
Okay.
Amen. All right, we're going to go to Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, Torso family.
All right. Good morning, Sister Lori.
I would like to thank you all for your prayers. Continue to pray. I went through one part of the process, and just pray that the Lord will open the doors if this is His will, and if not, to shut the doors. And also requesting prayer for, I've asked prayer for her before, Deneen. She's moving today. And it's supposed to be.
And who is this again, please?
Deneen.
Deneen. Okay.
Yes. A friend, a lady I've met in church for over 20 years, and she's moving today. So I'd like to just pray a blessing on that situation for her and just continue. She has some other situations going on, so we just pray God's will be done in her life, and thank you all for what you do.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for coming and joining us today.
You're welcome.
All right, then. God is good. We'll go ahead and ask Sister Maria if she would have our closing prayer at this time.
One second, please.
Sure.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship, and we thank you for the fellowship that has been along with this broadcast. We thank you for your word, and we know that we need to study things out individually for ourselves to allow your spirit to give us more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we draw close to you. We lift up to you Sister Donner's request for a friend of hers who is starting a new job. It's not quite what she wants, but she knows she needs this employment opportunity, and we pray, Lord, that you would give her peace. We pray that it would be an opportunity that she will even find to be enjoyable. And you can make all of that come about, Lord. We know that we need to always do our part in order for you to help us in all that we do, and I pray that you will be with this sister, friend of Sister Donna's. And we ask, Lord, that you will be with Sister Odessa and her request for her co-worker, Jasmine, who's been missing for a little while now, and no one has heard from her. We pray, Lord, that there are people out there looking for her and that she soon will be found. And we pray that she will be returned. And whatever has transpired, we just want to keep her before you as well as her family. We can only imagine that they must just be extremely worried and concerned about her whereabouts. We pray that you will help this family, Lord, and let Jasmine be found as soon as possible. We want to continue to pray for Sister Odessa, asking that you will be with her on this day, especially as she tries to recuperate from work. And we pray that you will be with her in heart and spirit, and just ask that you will continue to fill her heart with love and peace and comfort and even enjoyment. And we know soon she's going to be traveling to spend time with her family. So we pray that your spirit will go forth and open up those ways of faith traveling mercies as she enjoys her family visit. We want to pray for Sister Lori and the opportunity that she's seeking. We ask that you will work it out for your glory and for her to be provided an opportunity to be able to take care of the matters of her life that are needed. And we pray that you will be able to be with Deneen, I believe, who is moving today. And we ask that all will go well in the success of that. We pray for other petitions, Lord, that have gone before you. We know that you're hearing each and every one. We do thank you that you've answered our request, and that was for both of these court dates to be on the same day, and you have answered that for us. And we pray even now that as we make preparations to be in attendance for that, that you will keep the fear of the Lord in front of the face of this judge, Lord. Please let him to be able to release them and return them back to their families. And we pray that there would not be any issues with them being able to get their children back. We know that you are God who wants to keep families united and not divided. So we know that you will work out your plans all in accordance with the will that you have for this family. And there are other petitions that we have asked that you will honor, and all in accordance with your perfect will and on your timing. And we pray that we will wait until we see the hand of the Lord move for each one of those cases. And we thank you for hearing us this morning and answering prayers, for all is prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Before we have our final salutation, I misread, I think, one of the numbers. We also had representation from Louisiana. So welcome. God bless you. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.